Chicken Feed was grinning. The song sounded good. Not only was he hitting all the right notes in the right places, he was managing to move around as he did it. Christine's voice was getting stronger every day. Catfish and Wayne would never be great musicians, but they could handle what was required. Rock and roll had never been about finesse. Elizabeth Cranshaw was sitting on a plastic chair. She smiled at Chicken Feed. She felt indulgent towards her protege. She liked to see him enjoying himself. His first book had been published the previous week. She'd hailed him as a poet of the proletarian experience. Reports from the shop said Casual was selling like hotcakes. Chicken Feed had almost completed the follow-up, Yo Boy. Somehow he still found time to manage the band. He was also learning the bass runs to all the group's songs. Alan didn't know it, but when the opportune time arose, Alienation intended to give him the boot. Chicken Feed was preparing to step into his shoes. OK, Chicken Feed was saying, we'll run through towards a gay communism one more time, then we'll knock off for today. It's OK for you, Wayne complained, but we've got to have a rehearsal with Alan this evening. Don't knock it, Chicken Feed reproached him. We're all going to be stars. If you can just hang on until after we finalise this contract with IMC, then we'll sack Alan at a time when the move will gain us maximum publicity. But why do we have to do the support tour for the Judas Freaks with him still in the band? Christine was demanding. Because, Chicken Feed persisted, we've got plenty to keep our names in the papers. We're going to save sacking Alan until there's a lull in the publicity.